So we have a promise from the country's telcos that they're going to clean up their act. The sector got the hard word last year from the Commerce Commission, you might remember, claimed there was too much confusion around all their marketing campaigns and no one knew what the hell was going on. So we've got a new code of conduct. It includes the ability to walk away from a service without penalty if it, quote unquote, materially fails to deliver, and speed of internet advertisements being independently tested. But the codes are, to this point anyway, voluntary. So what of any difference does it make? Telecommunications Forum CEO Paul Brislin back with us. Paul, morning to you.
Good morning.
As a sector, 10, they're perfect, 1, they're crap. What do you reckon it is currently?
I would say we're about a solid 3, verging on a 2. We're doing very well at the moment, right. And the service in New Zealand is pretty much up there with the rest of the world.
The voluntary aspect, you got my numbers backwards. I take it you mean in my numbers it'd be a 7 or an 8. You're actually doing quite well, is what you're suggesting.
I think so.
Okay, good. So. The voluntary aspect of it all, is that a problem?
No, we're a voluntary organisation. The codes that we introduce are always voluntary unless they're things like 111 emergency calling. So we will be monitoring and making sure that providers stick to the code and comply with everything that's being asked. And I think the Commerce Commission is likely to keep an eye on things as well.
So do they want to be better?
Oh, absolutely. Nobody wants to sell a product to a customer that doesn't understand what they're getting.
You reckon?
Those days of trying to sell a second-hand car with bananas stuffed inside it. I mean, that kind of thing is just not happening anymore. We've got world-class capability in fixed, the fiber to the home network is second to none. There isn't anywhere else in the world of a similar size country that's got a system like ours. It is fantastic, and I think they're just keen to get on and all sell on the same basis, so that's what the code's all about.
Was the Commerce Commission criticism over the marketing and the fine print, was that justified and fair?
It was all before my time, I'm glad to say. So I think there's always been, we remember Theresa Gatting back in the day saying that telcos have used confusion as a marketing tool. It's very hard to explain to people what it is that the system can do, what the technology is capable of, without getting into all of the techno babble and the code words that we always use about latency and jitter and things like this. But at the same time, we've got to be able to sell the thing and sell it accurately. So what the code will do is try and make it easier for customers to understand what it is that's available where they are, right, and what they're buying.
Is the consumer getting smarter?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a great deal of choice in the market these days. You don't have to get one product from telecom as you used to in the old days. Yeah. There are a number of providers and a number of technologies, and it's all down to you and to what you use it for. So we're going to be putting out some advice and help for customers based on their needs rather than what technology is available. Try and flip the whole thing around so that people can understand what it is that is going to work for them.
Hope it works for you. Paul, appreciate your time. Paul Brislin. Currently rating the industry at 7 to 8.